and you have no bread.
For heaven's sake.
She'd sit down and tell us all about that stuff. And we had one on out once on our house.
And did it last?
Yes, it did. Last long as a house.
Good gracious. That really is interesting.
They put mud and sticks together and build a chimney.
Well, a lot of things have changed in the last...
But that was a big old fireplace. It was that wide because they had to cook, too, on the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
I had these old pots and spiders and... I don't know. She had, I don't know how many of them things.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd sit down and tell us all about them, you know, how they had to cook and had a rod and fireplace to hang the pot on, you know, to boil food. And they'd have to build a fire hour so it started cooking, make toast, bake the bread, and all such and such.
Uh-huh. You all must have enjoyed listening to
this. We did. We enjoyed them old cook things, so we'd take them out there and do it too, you know.
Uh-huh.
After we got big enough to fill the fire.
Uh-huh.
We'd take them out there and roast potatoes in them and bake bread in them and everything.
Yeah,
we enjoyed it. But children of today don't believe that.
Well, they never seen anything like that.
They should believe sometimes.
Yeah.
They should. Know that it had to be some way to do something.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But they don't.
I asked you about a bed made up on the floor.
Mm-hmm. The pallet was made out of a quilt.
That's right, yeah, okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley?
It's bottom.
Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads? Well, they made out of, most of them now is made out of cement.
Okay.
But in my day, they were nothing but dirt.
Okay. Do you have a special name for a paved road that has a dark colored surface on it?
No, I don't.
How about one that has a light colored surface?
It's a highway. Okay. Highways.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
It's a ditch to turn water. It's a water. It's a sewage.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
A laser hound.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
He whippers.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's in the breast of the chicken the children like to have?
It's a wishbone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut and then it grows back.
Well, that's the second growth.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things?
Grits, hominy.
Okay.
And
what about some other things that are made out of cornmeal in the kitchen? How'd you all fix bread when, you know, out there in the fireplace?
Well, we did. We fix it just like I fix it now. I kick it mine the old-fashioned way.
And how do you fix it?
Put meal. You take meal and eggs and buttermilk and some shortening.
Mm-hmm.
You stir it all up together and put some salt and soda in there. Mix it all up together. Put it in the oven and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real good.
Well, did you ever bake any in the fireplace?
Yes, we had big old spiders like I was telling you a while ago. They had three legs on them. You put some fat under them and they had a big old iron lid to put on top and put some coals on top and bake it just as pretty.
Ooh,
good.
Yeah, I bet
biscuit
that was
too.
Good. Well, now, what about something that's made with cornmeal that you make up in a little ball and you cook it with turnip salad?
Corn dodgers.
Okay. And what about the kind that's a little ball and you fry it when you fry fish?
It's long shots. I know what they all make some the other day. My thinking ain't good today.
Would you ever call these things hush puppies?
Yes, that's what they are, hush puppies.
Okay.
You make them up just like you do the old-fashioned cornbread and put onions in them. And put them in that same pan and put them in the oven and bake them, either you can fry them.
Uh-huh. And what kind of seasoning do you say you put a little onion in?
Onion, and that's all seasoning you need to use. Of course, some people use more now than then, but that's all we used at that time.
Uh-huh.
Was okay. Onions.
Well, do you have a special name for cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
That's ash bread.
Ash bread, okay.
We have done that, too.
Just cook it?
How you make up your bread.